Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Ches. We are 19 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis Amar Rab Chana Bar Ada. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devora, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibodah L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're in the midst, and really at the end of very long digression here in Masechtas Yevamos. Most recently, we've been discussing the halachos of those that are asur lavoi b'kav Hashem. We mentioned the Ptzua Daka, the Kroshavcha, the Amoini, the Mayavi, the Mitzri, the Adoimi, and the last Mishnah that we learned discussed the Mamzer and the Nosim. Today's daf is going to begin with a very detailed discussion. It's Divrei Agada, classic Gemaras related to the Nesinim. So just a little bit of a background. Who exactly were the Nesinim? So the Nesinim come up in Mishnayos and in Gemaras. They're a group of people that a Yid is not allowed to marry. So just like you can't marry a Mamzer and a Mamzeres, so too one is not allowed to marry a Nosin and a Nesina. Stating that, the Nesinim were fundamentally different than the Mamzerim in that the whole institution of the Nosin and the Nesina was really Midivrei Seifrim. Now, it's a very, very early Divrei Seifrim. It dates back to the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. But there's no passing in the Torah anywhere that says that a Nosin or a Nesina are also Lavei B'Kahal Hashem. This was one of the Gzeirois that Yehoshua ben Nun instituted. So who were the Nesinim and why did Yehoshua ben Nun decide that these people should be Asr Lavei B'Kahal Hashem? So the rest of the story we're going to see in today's daf. But for now, the short version of it is that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were told that any member of the nations of the Knanim that are living in the land at that time have to be wiped out. Now, the reason that Hashem said that the Yidden should impose such a cruel and unusual punishment on these people is because these people were pagans in a very uncivilized, in a very prehistoric way. And the way that they conducted themselves was really going to be very problematic for the Yidden to be able to create a functioning society, both on a physical level and certainly on a spiritual level. And it's for that reason, the Eibishter told the Yidden that when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you can negotiate with them. You have no choice but to obliterate them, because it's only then that you have a chance to be able to live like an Am Kodesh, an Am Anifchar, and fulfill the purpose of creation. The Sheva Ha'umos, the nations that were living in the land, knew that it was going to be all-out war, and as a result, they braced themselves. There was, however, a group of people. They were a subgroup from the nation of Chivi, one of the seven nations. They lived in a place called Givon, hence they were known as the Givonim. And they decided that instead of fighting, which they didn't think they were going to be successful in, they would rather be Megayer. They'd rather join the Yiddish folk. The problem is, Yidden were already told that they can't accept any Geirim from any of the seven nations. So what they did was, they dressed up, quote-unquote, and they posed as if they were from some foreign land. They didn't disclose their true identity. They came to Yehoshua ben Nun, and they said, we heard all about all the miracles, and we understand that you're the chosen nation. We would like to be a part of the chosen nation. Now, Geirus is an integral part of Yiddishkeit. So many psukim in the Torah that talk about the idea of Geirus, and Yehoshua ben Nun accepted them as Geirus. Later, he found out that he had been fooled. Later he found out that these people were really people that came from the seven nations, where he was specifically told, Lo'isachayi kol neshama, and hachrim tachrimim. And now Yehoshua ben Nun was posed with a little bit of a dilemma. What does he do? Does he unwind the geiris? Mayomru habriyoy. So he decided that what he's going to do is he's going to relegate this group of people to a very, very specific task. Like this, they would always be identifiable based on the job that they had. But here's the punchline. Yidden would know, don't marry this group of people, meaning keep them on the outside. So although it's true we will makabel them as gerim, but at the same time we don't want them to really integrate too much together with the Jewish people. The job that he gave them was, he told them to be choytvei eitzvin and shoyavei mayim. They should be the ones that are going to cut wood. They would be the ones that would be shoyev mayim. The pasuk says that Yeshua told them that this job that you're going to do is going to be number one for the Bnei Yisrael, and number two, it's going to be for the Mizbeach as well. It's going to play itself out a little bit in the Gemara that their job wasn't only that they were meshubid, quote unquote, to the Bnei Yisrael, they were also meshubid on some level to the Mizbeach. Now the pasuk that says that Yeshua Benun gave them this job says, quote, Vayitneim Yehoshua. Yeshua relegated them, he placed them, but the pasuk says Vayitneim, and it's because of the word Vayitneim that they would go down in history and in all the rabbinic literature as the Nesinim. It's from the Shirish of Nosan Vayitneim. That's why they had their title. And the truth is that if you think about it, what's Pashup Shad in that? So because Vayitneim Yehoshua, because Yeshua gave them this job to be Chaytvei Eitzim and Shoyevei Mayim, therefore they're known as the Nesinim, it would seem that maybe the more appropriate name would be to refer to them as the Givoinim. And as we'll see in Tanakh, that is the way they were referred to, because that's the region that they came from. Why do we have to come up with a name? And why would the name be based on the word Vayitneim? I think the Pashup Shad is because Yeshua ben Nun, when he made Ven Chaytvei Eitzim Shoyevei Mayim, there was a tifkait. There was a little bit of a punchline. What he was doing was, is he wanted to give them the job that usually people used to give their avadim. They used to give their slaves. And the idea was for people to realize that even though they're not avadim, but they're like avadim. And just like a person's not let to marry an Eved Kanani, not let to marry a Shifcha Kananis, in that same vein, these people are also Asurim Lovi Bekal Hashem. So he didn't want to completely discard them because he didn't think that was a smart move. But at the same time, it had to be clear that these people are also Lovi Bekal Hashem. So the Chachma was, they should be Chaytvei Eitzim and Shoyevei Mayim. They're going to do the jobs that Avadim do. Like this, there'll be a group of people that are Shtikal Avadim, a group of people that are Shtikal Avadim. The Avad's also Lovi Bekal Hashem. That's a pretty strong way of making the point. So it could be the fact that the Nesinim were also Lovi Bekal Hashem is actually very much related to the fact that Vayitneim Yehoshua, that Yeshua placed them as Chaytvei Eitzim V'Shoyevei Mayim, just a theory. But either way, who exactly were the Nesinim? We just mentioned the short version. The Gemara now is going to go and tell us a very fascinating history related to them. And what's interesting is that although the origin of the Nesinim, like we just said, traces itself back to Yehoshua ben Nun, it's not disputable, but at the same time, the Nesinim would resurface in history in a very meaningful way in the times of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech, as we'll see, is going to double down on the original takana of Yeshua ben Nun. Amar Rav Chana Barada. So with that introduction, Rav Chana Barada said, David Gozar Aleihem. The Mishnah says, Nesinim are Asurin, V'Isurin Israel. So after a whole introduction about how Yeshua ben Nun is the one that was Vayitneim, said Rav Chana Barada, the Amorah, you want to know who was Gozar on the Nesinim? It was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It was David HaMelech. He's the one that did it. How do I know that? It's a pasuk, Vayikra HaMelech LaGivoinim, Vayoymer Aleihem, V'ha-givoynim loy mi-bnei Yisrael heimo. So Vayikra HaMelech is referring to David HaMelech, and it says, V'ha-givoynim loy mi-bnei Yisrael heimo. So it sounds like David HaMelech is the one that determined, he's the one that caused, he's the one that put in place that the givoynim should not be from the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, my time goes Ralei. So if that is in fact the case, Rav Chana Barada, what's the reason? Why did David HaMelech see fit to make this gzeirah d'chsev? It's based on the following episode. Vayhi Rabbi Mei David. The pasuk says it was a hunger in the times of David HaMelech. Shalo Yishanim. It lasted for 3 years. Shana acharei shana. In succession. Shana Rishayim, the first year, David HaMelech observes this hunger and it was creating a lot of problems. So Amalehem, David made a cheshbon ha-nefesh. So he turns to the Bnei Yisrael and he says, Shema oivdei avodah kechavim yesh b'chem. Maybe there are Yidden that are oivdei avodah zara, meaning maybe there's something going on behind closed doors that I'm not aware of. Maybe the Yidden are worshipping avodah zara. Dichsev, the pasuk says, we say it in Shema, v'avadetem alihim acherim v'shtachavisam lohem, v'chor af Hashem b'chem v'atzar sashamayim v'lo yemotar. So you see that if we're v'avadetem alihim acherim, if Yidden are oivdei avodah zara, that can cause v'atzar sashamayim v'lo yemotar. So the Gemara says, Batku, they were boydeik v'lo yemotar. So they couldn't find any Yidden that were being Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So after the first year passed, and David HaMelech realized that the reason there was a Rav had nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, so now he had to come up with another reason. Shniyah. So when there was a hunger again the second year, Amalami told Hashem, Oivdei Avodah Yesh B'chem. Maybe we're doing Avera. Stam Avera, we know, is Gilui Arayah. So he said, maybe it's this is happening because of Gilei HaRayis. Now, where do you find that Gilei HaRayis would cause it not to rain? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Vayimanu revivim u'malkosh lehayot. There was no revivim, there was no malkosh. These are synonyms for rain. U'meitzach isha zayna hayolach. What's the reason for it? Because of znus. But they were baidik and they couldn't find that issue either. Shlishes, by the third year, Amalehem David told them again, Shema poiskeit stock b'rabim yeshbechem. Maybe the reason this is happening is because there are people that are pledging large sums of money to charity. They ain't nice them, but they're not following through with their pledges. Now, what does that have to do with there not being rain? It's also a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Nesiim veruach v'geshamoyim. Nesiim, there are volcanoes. There are clouds. Veruach, there's winds. Aba v'geshamoyim, there's no rain. You know why? Because ishmes halabim atasheker. Because there are people walking around and with gaiva and they're praising themselves for giving donations, but it's matasheker. It's matasheker because they only pledged it. They never actually gave it. But kuvalei matzu. So they looked around. They were baidik and they couldn't find any person that was guilty of this either. Omar. So David HaMelech, after 3 years in succession, looking into the chadri chadarim of Bnei Yisrael, trying to see maybe they're guilty of a sin that would cause there to be a rav, and he couldn't find anything. So he realized, Ein adavar tali elabi. Obviously, the rav is talking to me. It's something that in my dalet amis that's causing this. Miyad, immediately, vayvakish David is pnei Hashem. So David HaMelech went to beseech the pnei Hashem. Mayhi, what does that mean? Amar Rish Lakish said, Sheshal b'urim v'tumim. What he did was he was shayel b'urim v'tumim. My mashma, what do you see in vayvakish David is pnei Hashem that he was shayel b'urim v'tumim? Amar Rabbi Laz said, Asya pnei pnei. We learn it from Gzeir Shav. Except it says over here, vayvakish David as pnei Hashem. V'ksiv Hashem, and it says regarding the urim v'tumim, v'shal aloy b'mishpat ha'urim lifnei Hashem. So pnei lifnei means urim v'tumim. So David HaMelech, again, it's 3 years. There has been a hunger. He did as much investigative work as he could possibly do into vos tutzach by Klal Yisrael. Doesn't seem like they're violating any of the cardinal sins that would cause a hunger. He was stuck, so he goes to the Urim V'Tumim. And the Urim V'Tumim responded, Vayoymer Hashem. The Eibishter tells David HaMelech, El Shaul ve'el Beis HaDomim asher heimes ha'gevoinim. You want to know why this is happening? It's related to Shaul, not Vayoymer Hashem, El Shaul. But Vayoymer Hashem, it's El Shaul. It's because of Shaul, and it's because of the Beis HaDomim asher heimes ha'gevoinim. And the Gemara Darshan's, El Shaul, what did that mean? Shloi nispat kalocha. The Yidin by being punished because they didn't properly eulogize Shaul HaMelech when he was killed. Vel Beis HaDomim al asher heimes ha'gevoinim. It's related to the fact that Shaul killed the Gevoinim. Says the Gemara, Shaul killed the Gevoinim. V'chehecham atzin b'shol sheimes ha'gevoinim. If you go through Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis, don't say anything about Shaul killing the Gevoinim. So where does it say that Shaul killed the Gevoinim? Ela mitoich shaharik noiv irakayanim. No, Shaul didn't kill the Gevoinim, but Shaul killed noiv irakayanim. Shoyu maspikin lehem mayim umazin. Now, they used to support the Gevoinim. It's mal olav akosav kilo arogon. So it's for that reason that it's considered as if they themselves were killed by Shaul HaMelech. So he didn't kill the Gevoinim. However, indirectly, he affected the Gevoinim in a tremendous way when he killed Noiv Irak Koyanim. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ve'el Beis HaDomim Asher Hemis HaGevoinim. Says the Gemara. So, David HaMelech goes to the Urim V'Tumim. He says, why is this happening? Two reasons. Number one, you didn't give proper cover to Shaul HaMelech when he passed away. Number two, it's a punishment for Shaul HaMelech Alein because of the fact that he killed Noiv Irak Koyanim, which indirectly affected the Gevoinim. Fake the Gemara, the most obvious question. Katova El Shaul Shalei Nisbet Kalach. Which one is it? Is Shaul such a tzaddik that we're being today a klai Yisrael? Why didn't give him appropriate hesped? Well, if I cared, Shaul has such a reyes looming over him that the reason this is happening is precisely because Shaul did not behave properly. So the Gemara says, isn't that both true? Katova al Shaul shle nispat kalocha v'katova al Hashem es ha'gevoinim. How so? Omer Shaul kishmai tichsev atzpshayim the pasuk in Tzafanya. Ba'akshu as Hashem kol anfei oretz Hashem mishpatei palu. Ba'Hashem mishpatei, the way we dash in the pasuk is Ba'Hashem mishpatei, where the mishpat of a person is Shom Pa'aloi. That's where we talk about all the maisim toivim and all the things that the person did, which makes sense. If a person is giving din v'cheshbon, so it's we open up all the books and we see vas tutzach. So it's true that on the one hand, the ra'av was a tviya, it was a mishpat against Shaul, al ashehim es ha'gevoinim, but at that very same time, we will mask you the schus of Shaul, which is that he was a great tzaddik, and we then recognize that there was a tain on Klai Yisrael, shalei nisbat kalocha. So ultimately, that's what David HaMelech was told. He was told that the reason this is happening is, number one, El Shaul, which means Shlei Nisbat Kalocha, and number two, Alashim Hamis Hagivoinim, says the Gemara. Oh my David. David said, Shaul Nafkulahu Tracy Yarkishas. There's two issues here. Now, the first issue, Shaul, I can't fix. And the reason is because 12 months passed. The truth is, decades had already passed at that point. And at this point, it's already too late. I can't be masbichul. That's not something that we could be masakin. Nesinim, however, as it relates to the Gevoinim, who the Gemara here refers to as the Nesinim, Nikrinu Nefaisenu. Then we can bring in, then we could be Mephias. Let's see if we can get a Mechila from the Gevoinim. If we're going to get a Mechila from the Gevoinim, then that's going to make everything okay, and perhaps that will take away the Kitrig, which is causing this rub miyad immediately. Vayikra hamelech lagivoinim vayomer aleihem v'chulu mo esel lochem u'mo achaper u'barchos nachas Hashem. He tells him, I understand that you have a kpeda. I understand that we ba'avled you. We would like to have a mechila. What could we possibly do? Vayomer leha givoinim. So the givoinim responded to David. They said, Ein lanu kesev ezavim shalvim beisai. We don't want any money. The ein lanu ish. Lahamis be Israel. Not just that, there's no reason for the Jews to have to suffer for what it is we did. The ones that should suffer are the ones that perpetrated this. And that's the family of Shaul HaMelech. But we don't want money from Shaul. You know what we want? Yutan lanu shiva anashim mibanav. Hand over seven of Shaul's sons, the hoikanum lashem. We're going to hang them. We're going to hang them publicly. And that's going to be the nekama. You give us that, we give you the mechila that you're looking for. Now, David HaMelech heard that. That's not the way he was hoping this conversation was going to go. So Mephias, he tried being Mephias then. Oh, but v'loy paisenu. It didn't work. Omar, so David HaMelech said to himself, Shloisha simonim yesh ba'umazu. There are three simonim. There are three defining character traits to the Bnei Yisrael. Ha-rachmonim v'abayshonim v'goyim le'chasod. Rachmonim klai Yisrael, rachmonim d'chsib. V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho v'hirbecho. Bayshonim d'chsib avur tiyer yurosei alpneichem. And goyim le'chasodim d'chsib l'mana she'yitzav ez bonav ez be'isoy. Sometimes the punchline's in the v'chulu. And David HaMelech said, "Call me sheyesh boish loish simanim alol." Any person that has these three simanim, ra'u li davik ba'umazu. These people do not have these three simanim. They're not rachmanim. They're not baishanim. They're not goyim lechasadim. They're not ru'uyin li davik. Ba'umazu, and says the Gemara, coming full circle to the opening line of today's daf, Omer Rav Chana Barado, Nesinim David Gazer Aleim. Why? Because of this episode. Because he realized that they were lacking the traits of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goyim Lechasadim. And for that reason, he said that they can no longer be a part of Klai. So now, didn't Yeshua Ben Nun do it? The Gemara is going to address it. But before the Gemara addresses that, the Gemara tells us the rest of the story. So going back to David, who just tried negotiating some sort of agreement with the Nesinim. The Nesinim, the Gevoinim, they're not budging. They said, you want a Mechila? Which you need, because there's been a Ra'av Ba'aretz for 3 years. The only way we'll do it is if you hand over seven of Shaul's sons. So what's David HaMelech's next move? And these next psukim are very painful psukim. They're very hard psukim to understand. And really, these are psukim that are a great example of how you can't learn Torah Shebikzav without Torah Shebaalpeh. Certainly Nevi'im Uksufim. Because if you read these psukim literally, it's very hard to understand. But we'll learn the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to be Poseach. Vayikach HaMelech Eshnei Bnei Ritzpo Bas Ayo Asher Yoldo L'Shaul. So the Melech, David HaMelech went, and he took the two sons of Ritzpo Bas Ayo, who was Shaul HaMelech's wife? Es Armoini ve Es Mipi Boishes. That was their names. And then he went, ve Es Chameshes ben Michal Bashol. He took five sons from Michal Bashol. Asher Yoldo L'Adriel ben Barzilai HaMichailosi. And the end of the pasuk is, Vayitneim biyad ha-givoinim. He handed them over to the givoinim. Vayitneim, vayitneim. Interesting how that word keeps on repeating itself. Vayoykiyum bahar. Lifnei Hashem. And they hung those seven sons. David acquiesced, and he gave the Nesinim what it is they wanted. He literally handed over seven sons, descendants of Shaul HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Maishna Hani. How did David HaMelech pick and choose? How did he decide which seven sons? Amar Rav Huna, so this is where the Torah Shebaalpeh comes in. Hevirum lifnei Aaron. He didn't just go and take seven sons, but rather what he did was he took each one of the descendants of Shaul and he made them pass in front of the Aaron. Kol she'aron kol toy lemisa kol she Ein Oren Kolto L'chayim. And really, the Oren was the one that made this decision. Masiv Rav Chanan bar Katina. So Rav Chanan bar Katina asked the Kasha, is that true? Is it true that the Oren was the one that decided which one of Shaul's descendants would be the ones that would be handed over to the Nesinim? But the Pasuk says, Vayachmel HaMelech al Mipi Boishas Ben Yohanes Ben Shaul. That the Melech had Rachmanis al Mipi Boishas Ben Yohanes, and he didn't hand them over. So what do you see from here? It sounds like David HaMelech is using his own discretion. He's the one that's doing it. So the Gemara says, Shaloi Havir. You know what the Pasuk means? The Pasuk means that he didn't have him go across the Aron. So like this, he was never at risk. Says the Gemara, V'chi Masu Ponim Yesh Bedover. What, is that something that he can do? Meaning, if this is something that the Aron is going to decide, which then means that whoever is going to be hung deserves to be hung. So how is David HaMelech having Rachmanis? So the Gemara says, Elo, Sheheviroi Ukolt. What happened was, Mipi Boishes passed across the Aron, and the Aron was koilet him, which then meant that he now deserved to die. Ubikesh all of rachamim upaltai. And then David HaMelech davened him, and he was saved. Says the Gemara, Vakati, but still, this question is a problem. Masu davim, masu ponim yesh badavar, l'chayr, isn't there a masu ponim? Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, quote, Vakati masu ponim yesh badavar, hoyol v'koltai Aron, l'hoyol l'hamas achatachtav. Rashi's being mefarish. What do you mean? Maybe David HaMelech was doing something meyerdig. He was davening to save his life. And by davening to save his life, isn't that a good thing? So Rashi, yeah, in a vacuum, that's an amazing thing to do. The problem is over here, if it's not going to be Mipi Boishes, it's going to be somebody else. So Mehecha Tesi, what gave David HaMelech the gerech to save Mipi Boishes? Where it's Chav Lachrini, on Yenim's Cheshbin. Either way, says the Gemara, Elo, so what then happened? Shabike Shrachamim Shaloy Yiklitenu Ha'aren. He davened that the Aren shouldn't be koil with him. Which, by the way Rashi explained the previous Gemara, L'chura Adayin Tzarech Bir. But the Gemara asks a different question. Says the Gemara, V'ksiv La'yumsu Avois Albonim. L'chura, how does this all make sense? At the end of the day, it sounds like Shaul HaMelech's Einok Lach literally going to be assassinated right now. And the reason this is happening is because of something that Shaul did years earlier to Noivir HaKehanim. What happened to the verse in the Torah that says, Lo Yumsu Avos Albanim? Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Another one of the classic lines in today's daf. Mutav Sheteyokar Ois Achas Min HaTorah. You know what you see from here? That it's better to be Oikir and Ois Achas Min HaTorah. And in this case, an entire concept, an entire passing in the Torah, Vayizchal Shem Shemayim Befer Hesya. There was an Indian of and simply to spear this Chil Hashem, it was necessary for this to happen. Meaning, not killing the seven sons of Shaul was the Chil Hashem. Vatikach Ritzpa Bas Aya Sasak. Vatateu Lo El Atzur Mitchilas Kotzer Anitach Mayim Aleim and Hashemayim Veleinosno If Hashemayim Lenuach Aleim Yoimam V'chayes Asod Aloylo. So the Pasuk is continuing here. It's all in Shmuel Beis Perek of Aleph, by the way. And the Pasuk says that Ritzpa Bas Aya, who had lost two sons to this episode, so she went and she parked herself literally next to her sons who were hanging. So they'd been killed, they were hanging, and apparently they were left to hang for a very long time. And she waited there. The pasuk says, "Mitchilas kotzer ad nitach mayim aleim en hashamayim." From the beginning of the Kotzer until it started raining. Sounds like they're there for months. Faith to Gemara, how is that possible? Isn't there a lacha that if somebody gets Mises Bezen and they hang this person, you're not allowed to leave it there overnight? Loisolin is a psalina. So how could they be there for months? Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shem Meir Tzadik, in the same vein. Mutav Shetiyokar Yitzachas Man HaToyro V'yiskad Shem Shemayim Befarhasi. Because there was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in these bodies being there and hanging there, and therefore it was kedai to be oikar is achas min haTorah. In this case, it's loy solin nivlasoy al ha'etz, simply for the kiddush shem shemayim. Now, what was the kiddush shem shemayim? So the Gemara explains, shayo oivrim v'shavim oivrim, because when people would pass and they would see these bodies hanging, so obviously the first question you ask is, mati von shalelu, who are these people? So they would answer, halolu b'nei melochim hen. You don't want to know they are? They're the descendants of kings. Ume'osnu, what did they do? Poshtu yodeim begerim gerurim. They chepped with Gerim. They chepped with the Gevoinim. Amru, so you know people would comment? They would say as follows, there's no Ummah that it's more appropriate, they're more worthy of being Mekabel Gerim. Why? Because Ummah B'nei Melachim Kach, Madach, if this is the way B'nei Melachim are punished for doing things, Mehed Yoytis, Alachas Kamu V'kamu, could you imagine how the B'nei Yoytis would be punished? Ummah Gerim Gerurim Kach, and Madach Gerim Gerurim, they were the victims here. This is the way the perpetrators were punished. Yisrael, if somebody would start up with a Yisrael, Gomor, Alachas Kama Vekamo, Miyad says the Gemara, there was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and you know what the result of the Kiddush Shem Shemayim was? Nitoisfu al Yisrael, Mei Vechamishim Elef. There were 150,000 Gerim that came to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, this is also a Pasuk, Vayivu Shloimoi, Shivim Elef, Noisei Sabo Ushmoine Melef Chaytzei Bahar. There were 70,000 people that had this job, 80,000 that had that job, back of the envelope arithmetic, 150,000 people. Miyak Nitoisva Yisrael Mevechamishim Melef. It's related to this story. Says the Gemara, what do you see in that pasuk that these 150,000 people were Gerim? It just says Shlomo Melech has 150,000 employees. He has a very large staff, but it doesn't say anything about Gerim. Faith the Gemara, Vidum Yisrael Hafa. Maybe they were Yidin. Loisolka Daitach can't be. The Chsiv Upnei Yisrael Nasan. Shlomo Yavad, Shlomo Melech didn't have any Bnei Yisrael as Avadim. I'm afraid the Gemara, who said anything about Avadim? Maybe these were just executives. Doesn't say that they were Avadim. You're right. Elamei Hacha. It's learned that from a different pasuk. In Divrei Hayomim Beis, Vayisper Shlomo Kol Anoshim, Hagerim Asher Be'eretz Yisrael. Emphasis on the word Gerim. So Shlomo Melech counts all the Gerim. Vayimatsu. And what was the tally? Meyo v'chamishim elef. It was 150,000. Vayasmehem shivim elef sabo. Ushmoinem elef chaytzebahar. Which, by the way, it's the same 150,000 people that are mentioned in Malachim Aleph, right? It's the same math. With the same jobs. But here it says before they were Gerim. So you see from here that there were a lot of Gerim that latched on because of this maisa that happened with David HaMelech, and really went into the reign of Shlomo HaMelech. What's the obvious question? Chazal say throughout Shas that in the times of David and Shlomo, they weren't mekabel any geirim. L'maisa Mashiach, we're not going to be mekabel geirim. So there's so many kashas on that Chazal. This is another one of those kashas. So the Gemara just began with rest of the story as it relates to the history of the Gevoinim. And it began again with a comment that was made by one of the Amoraim, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ado, Nesinim. What's the history of the Nesinim? David Gazer Aleihem. And we began this Gemara immediately after our introduction to the Daf, which talked all about how Yeshua ben Nun was the one that was Gazer Aleihem. So, Freit the Gemara, Nesinim, David Gazer Aleihem. Was David Amalek the one that was Gazer on the Nesinim? Moshe Gazer Aleihem. Interesting. So, before we get to Yeshua, Freit the Gemara, wasn't Moshe Gazer Aleihem Dechsiv? Because the Pasuk says, Mechoite Veitzecho, Ad Shoyev Meimecha. Now this pasuk, Mechoit Veitzech Ad Shoyev Meimecha, is the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Ayem Kulchem. And then it goes on to describe all the people that were there. So who are the Kulchem? So you have the Yidden, you have the Gerim, Mitapchem, the Sheikhem, Migerach, Hashem, Mikerem, Machanecha, Mechoit Veitzecha, Ad Shoyev Meimecha. So you see from here, there were already Choyt Veitzem and Shoyev Veimayim in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that means that Moshe was Gezer on the Nesinim. Now this Gemara, just Pashup Shah in the Gemara, you can't even read. Because there's no way that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was Gezer on the Nesinim. There were no Nesinim, there were no Gevoinim. That couldn't have been the case. So what does the Gemara mean to say? So there's a Rashi, and there's a Tosfos that talks about just Pashup Shah in the Gemara, what the Gemara means, but the upshot, just for our Derech HaPshat is what the Gemara means to say, is that Pasuk that mentions Atam Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem, so it talks about Yidin, and it even singles out Gerim, and then it singles out the Choyt Ve'etzin and the Shoyav Ve'mayim. Why are we singling out the Choyt Ve'etzin and the Shoyav Ve'mayim? Why are the Holtzakers and the Vasatregers getting a shout out in that Pasuk in the beginning of, there must have been a lot of professionals there, people that had different jobs, so for some reason we single out the Choyt Ve'etzin and the Shoyav Ve'mayim. It's a good kasha. So the Gemara held that maybe the reason is because these weren't just jobs. But these might have been people that there was a gerus, but at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't so comfortable with it. So he wanted them not to be mutar lavei b'kal. So what he did was he gave them this job, which supports the theory that we mentioned in the introduction, that that's the concept of the job. It's to somehow relegate them in a way where they're a little bit removed, a little bit distanced from Klal Yisrael, maybe like Avadim. But the bottom line is, so there's already a precedent to the Musak, to the concept, and that's the Gemara's cash. I ain't Tosfos. Tosfos talks about it in a little bit more detail. But says the Gemara, wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu already goes at this idea? The Gemara says, Moshe Gazer Lahudar. No, what? It's not a kasha. Yeah, in Moshe Rabbeinu's dar, maybe from the fact that we single out the Choyte Veitzech and the Shoyim Meimecha, that's a raya that there was such an Indian. But what does it have to do with the Gevoinim? David Gazal Kuludar. David was Geyser on the Gevoinim, and he was Geyser on the Gevoinim. But the Gemara asks, our kasha, Vakatni Yeshua Gazar Aleu. I thought this is all from Yeshua ben Nun. Techsiv Ayitnim Yeshua Bayem, who Choyte Veitzech and Shoyim Meimayim, Le'eda Ulemizbach Hashem, says the Gemara, yeah, Yeshua Gazar. It's true. The original Gzer was Yeshua ben Nun. He was Gezer Bezmancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim. Only as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash. But David Gezer Bezmancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim. David HaMelech came and he added, it was a Hoysofa to the Gzer of of Yeshua ben Nun, and it was going to be true even bizman she'ein beis ha-mikdash kaim. So as long as it be a beis ha-mikdash, Yeshua ben Nun had imposed this gzera. Now there was no beis ha-mikdash in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. There was a mishkan in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but the gzera was as long as it be a beis ha-mikdash. Davina. Now what would beis ha-mikdash have to do with anything? So Rashi, the last line here on Amud Aleph seems to ask the question. Rashi says three words, "Dechsiv lemizbach Hashem." And l'chura, Rashi is saying is that when the pasuk says "Vayitnei Yeshua," so he placed them as chayteyetzim and shayvei mayim, and it wasn't only for the Bnei Yisrael, but it was also lemizbach Hashem. And the understanding was, as long as there's a Mizbach Hashem, they're going to have the shteller. This is going to be their position. But at the moment, there's no Mizbach Hashem. So now, maybe there'll be Mutar and Lavi B'Kal Hashem. That's such an integral part of Nesinim, that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mizbeach. Right? This is not Mitzvah Satluyus Baretz. But at the same time, the Shibud was a Shibud to the Bnei Yisrael and to the Mizbach Hashem. So maybe if there's no Mizbach Hashem, maybe the Takana is not going to be in effect. And that's where David HaMelech came, and he added to it. Why? Because he saw that they were missing the Shloisha Simonim of Klai Yisrael. Rachmanim by Shonim and Golim Lechasalim. As for that reason, he added to the Gzeirah. The Gemara continues and has a postscript. Bimei Rabbi Bikshu Lahatan Nesinim. In the times of Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, they wanted to be matted in Nesinim. Amalem Rabbi told them, Chalkeinu Nater. If we want to be matter, our chelik, we could. Meaning, we have a right to be matter the Shibu that they have to us. Rashi says, the Kaimalon, Hefker Bez and Hefker. So therefore, that's something we can do. We have the authority to do it. Of a Chelik Mizbeach Miyater. Who's going to be matter? The Chelik of the Mizbeach. That's not something we have the ability to do. And as a result, says the Gemara, that Rebbe said, we can't be matter. Pashup Shan in the Gemara, Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatan Asinim, not that they should be Mutter Lavi B'Kal Hashem, but Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatan Asinim, that the Shibud of them having to be Chayt Ve'etzim and Meshoy Ve'mayim, for them to have to be these quasi Avadim, that's something they wanted to be Matter. Rebbe said, that's something we could do for us. Chalkeinu Natter, Abachelik Mizbeach, Mi Yatner. Upliga Zoktigimat Rabchir Barab, Dom Rabchir Barab, and Rab Yoichanon, Chalik Eda Loyla Maser. The Chalik of Eda isn't always going to be us. Abachelik Mizbeach, as relates to Mizbeach, Smash Beis HaMikdash Kayim Maser, and Beis HaMikdash Kayim Shari. Rebbe's after the Beis HaMikdash, and he's worried about the Chalik in the Mizbeach, whatever that even means, because there was no Beis HaMikdash at the time, but we're sensitive to it. That's not like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the chelik in the mizbeach was only nogeh b'zman shebeis hamikdash kaim. And if I care, the chelik ha'edo, that's something that would be in effect le'olam. So this concludes the first part of today's daf, the part of the daf that we're really going to focus on, and that is the Gemara that discusses the nesinim. The Mishnah said the nesinim are asurin, they're asur lavoi b'kal Hashem, isurun isur olam. Echad Scharim, Echad Nekevis. What we saw in today's daf is, number one, the history of it. The original institution of the Nesinim came from Yeshua ben Nun. David HaMelech, centuries later, would add on to the Takana. It seems like they resurfaced again in the times of Rebbe, Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatan Nesinim. It was again a discussion. And really, when we talk about Nesinim, there were two aspects to it. One aspect to it is the fact, the concept of the idea that they're also loving B'Kal Hashem. Additionally, you see they had a very specific job. They were Chayt Ve'etzim, they were Shoy Ve'mayim. The Iker word of Nesinim comes from Vayitnei Yeshua for this idea. Maybe it's because we wanted to treat them like Quasi Avadim. Either way, believe it or not, feels like it's been a long time. But we're going to return to our regular program, which is Yevamos. Second part of the daf already is a whole different Indian. We're just going to learn the Mishnah, and then we're going to go back and speak out Raid, related to two dafin ago, the sugya of amoini v'lei amoinis, mayabi v'lei mayabis. But just a little bit of Yevamos for a few moments, just the Halakha Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard. Shne hasaris, someone that's asaris. Asaris is someone that can't have any children. Chileitz, he could do chalitza, v'choltzen le'ishtai, and you can do chalitza to his wife. Meaning, Yevamos is set up with Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married. He dies, and he leaves over no children. Shimon now has a mitzvah to do either Yibam or Chalitza. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati Yechob Gehet from my Rebbe's, that the Saris can be Chalitza. Meaning, if Shimon is a Saris, he could do Chalitza. V'choltzen le'ishtai. If Reuven was a Saris, he could do Chalitza to his wife. Then he says, but I also heard that Saris, loy Chalitza, v'loy choltzen le'ishtai. I heard just the opposite. I heard a Saris is loy Chalitza. If Shimon is a Chalitza, there's no Chalitza. Or if Reuven was a Chalitza, there'd be no Chalitza either. But ain't the Farish. And he says, I don't know how to reconcile these two ideas. I'm Rabbi Reb Kiva said, Aniya Farish. Let me explain it. There's two types of sarisim. Not all sarisim are the same. There's a sris adam, and there's a Sris Chamo. Said Rabbi Akiva, Sris Adam, someone that became a Saris after he was already born, why? Because at some point, this person already had a Shnasa Kosher, and being that he had a Shnasa Kosher, therefore he's included in the Parasha of Yivam. Sris Chamo, for our purposes, which will mean someone that was not born a Saris, or Faker, he was born a Saris, and Mimei Imai, he was already a Saris, he, here is excluded from the parish of Chalitza, Mipnei Shaloi Hoysol Ishasa Kosher. So that's Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says, Loiki, I disagree. Ela Sris Chamo Choylets Vechotzen Leisha. It's just the opposite. A Sris Chamo, the person that was born a Saris, he could do Chalitza, Mipnei Sheish Loi Refu. He could have a Refu. Sris Adam, Loi Choyf Loi Chotzen Leisha. He does not have Chalitza, Mipnei Sheish Loi Refu, because he doesn't have a Refu. Hey, Rabbi Shua Ben Mesera. Rabbi Shua Ben Mesera said, Eidos, Al Ben Megusas. That was a person. Shai Birushalayim. He lived in Yerushalayim. Sris Adam. He was a Sris Adam. He died, left over no children. The Yibmu es Ishtai. And his brothers did Yibum, Lekayim Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And this is to be Lekayim Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that it's the Sris Adam that's included in the parasha of Yibum. It's the Sris Chama that's excluded from the parasha of Yibum. So the Mishnah Vayter. Hasaris loy choylets v'loy miyamin. A Saris himself can't do Chalitza, he can't do Yibum. V'chein island, so to an island. Asloy choylets v'loy miyamin. No Chalitza, there's no Yibum. Hasaris shechalatz liyavimtoy. What happens if a Saris does Chalitza loy pasal? So we know that if a woman receives Chalitza, she becomes pasal, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Chalutza is like a grusha, and just like a grusha is not allowed to marry a coin, so too chalutza is not allowed to marry a coin. What happens if a saris would do chalitza? Zok the Mishnah loy pasla. And the reason is because a saris is chalitza is nitkai chalitza, and as a result, it's not going to pasal her. Bala pasla. What happens if the saris would do yibum? So then the yivama would be pasal with kahuna mipnei shehi bilas nos, because it's a bilas nos. What's the svara? Again, Yevamis 101. It's because if Yevama falls the Yibum, and there is no mitzvah Yibum, that means there's no heter Eshazach. So it comes out this Saris was Baal Eshazach Shiloi B'makom Mitzvah. A woman that's Nivala to a Chayvei Krisos, like in this case, is Nechalala, like we learned in the Sugis of Perek Amar L'Kohen Gadol, and therefore, it's a Bilas Nus, she's going to be asked to marry a Kohen. V'chein island is the same as true for an island. Shechotz La'achin, in the event that the brothers did Chalitza Lei Paslua, that Lachi, she's not going to be Pasul. Baalua, in the event it was a Yibum Paslua, same thing. An island is has no chalitza. So therefore, if the brothers do chalitza, sinit kan chalitza. If it's not a chalitza, she doesn't become pasal kohuna. However, if there was a yibum, the yibum would pasal her. Not because the yibum's a yibum, precisely because it's not a yibum. Chalitza is not a chalitza, the yibum's not a yibum. When a chalitza is not a chalitza, it's nothing. It's just a maisa koif ba'alma. When the yibum is not a yibum, in the event with she's a real Eshazach, so it's Eshazach Shloim B'machem Mitzvah. Eshazach Shloim B'machem Mitzvah is a Bilas Nos. Because the Bilas Nos, she becomes a Chalala. Either way, we're going to pick up with this note, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. The truth is, today's daf has so much to talk about. Baruch Hashem, we have related raid bites. So again, a classic example of where the related raid bites really play a role. So Be'ez Hashem, there'll be a lot of related raid bites related to today's daf. But just to go back to daf Ayin Zayin, really the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Vav on the days and the Sugya and Daf Ayin Zayin, which is the Gemara that we learned this week. It's also Dover Be'itay Matoiv, as in it's very much, incredibly so, in Yana De Yoyma. And just to talk a little bit about the halacha, that the Mishnah says, Amoini Umayavi Asurin, the Isuron Isseroilam, Avol Nikevoiseyem Mutarais Miyad. So it says in the Torah, Lo Yovei Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, 8th Perek Mesachtes Yevamis, Daf Ayin Vav Amidbeis, that even though there's an Isser for the Amoni and the Mayavi, Lovei Bekal Hashem, but it's only the Scharen. Nekevois Seyem, the Nekevois are Mutarois Miyah. And the Gemara brought a Braisa that mentioned what seemed to be two independent Mekairis to this Halach. Number one, it says Amoni, which is a Lashon Zachar, we Darshan Veloi Amoinis. Mayavi is a Lashon Zachar, Veloi Mayavis. Additionally, the Torah gives a time of the Kra. Why lo yovei amoinu mayavi b'kal Hashem? It's al dvar ha'shel kidmo eschem alechem uvamayim b'derech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim v'ashe socher alechas bilamem ba'or mipsoir ha'ram na'rayim b'kal alechem. And the Gemara says, darkoi shel ish l'kadeim ve'in darkoi shel isho l'kadeim. So the time of the Kra of why amoinu mayav are prohibited from entering the Kal Hashem is something that applies to men, it doesn't apply to women, and it's for that reason the halacha is Nikevoiseyem Mutaris. Stating that, we saw in the Gemara that this halacha of Nikevoiseyem Mutaris, this halacha of Amoini Vele Amoinis Mayavi Vele Mayavis, was really a subject and it was a point of great debate. In fact, You see in the Gemara that the Kadmonim already seem to have been a little insecure about this Drasha. The Gemara told the story of Shaul HaMelech and Avner and Doeg HaDoimi and David HaMelech, where David HaMelech's Yichus, his credentials, not only to be king, but his credentials, literally, to be Yavai Bekal Hashem, was something that was questioned. The Gemara says it was Nisalmu, the halacha, of whether or not the Nekevois of Amin Umayev were Mutu Lavai Bekal Hashem, or they were also Lavai Bekal Hashem. Now, but this was something that was really a subject of great debate. And if you think about it, it's Sarich Bir. Why all of a sudden, when it came to this drasha, is everybody so unsure and everybody so insecure to the point where literally the G'dayle Yoylam, the Kadmainim, Shaul, Avner, Doeg, David, everybody seems to be in some confused state about what would seem to be an often a drasha. There's so many drashas, 2,711 Dafin and Talmud Bavli, plus Talmud Yerushalmi and Teres Kayanim and Sifra and Sifri and Teiseftis that mentioned drashas. And all of a sudden, when it came to this drasha, there was such a great debate and such great drama. Vasep is this drasha, nobody seems to know 100% what exactly tutzach over here. Demis is that this confusion goes way beyond our sugya. It goes way beyond Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav and Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin. There's a fascinating medrash that's quoted by the Rama Mipano. The Rama Mipano is a Maimir Chikar Adin. It's in Chelik Shlishi. It's Perek Yud. I'm just going to mention one line. Ayin Shom, if you want to see the rest of the story, way above my pay grade. But just to mention one line. Amru Olav Be'agada. They said Be'agada. She Yishai Ofif. That Yishai, the father of David, b'ziknusai, when he was older, parash me'yishtai. He was pirish from his wife. Yishai was pirish me'yishtai. Moshe Rabbein was pirish me'yishtai. Yishai was pirish me'yishtai. Says the Ramami Pano, ve'ein tzofik etzleinu. It's posher to us, shahoyim imidas chasidus. That the reason he did this was imidas chasidus. Shemo, because he was concerned that mashu amra Torah. When it says in the Torah Loyavi, amoyin me'yavi, pirushoi mo'yavi va'afilu mo'yavis. That it means Mayavi va'afilu Mayavis. Shekein halachazu hoyse reifefes biyad oyse adar. Because you see, that whole generation was very unsure about this halacha. Ad shebo yisra ha'yishma'eli chois noy shal yishai shechodad v'chaga charbe ki yishma v'noatz oyse beveis medrash lahamed halacha Mayavi v'lo Mayavis mibeis dinoy shal shmula ramasi. But the point is that there was an issue. So the yishai at tzadik la'fukei nafshi misveika. So to be mapik atzmoy misveika. He went ahead and he was parish me'yishtoy. Now, the Ramami Pano continues and he says that he ended up marrying his Shefcha Knanis, he was Meshachrim, Ayin Sham. But the bottom line is, it's a Ramami Pano that Yishai himself was unsure about this halacha. So this was a halacha that everybody was very, very unsure about. And really, just to drive this point home and to bring it very much to Inyana de Yoyma, is this Shaila of Amoyni Vilei Amoynis Mayabi Mala Mayavis that seemed to have been a point of confusion amongst the Gedolei Yom. It goes back even hundreds of years before that. And that is in the story of Rus. So we're all familiar with the basic story of Rus. There was a man, his name was Elimelech. He had a wife whose name was Nami. He had two sons, Machlin and Kilion, and they both married Noshim Moyavios. Shema Achas Arpa, Shema Shenes Rus. Vayamusu, Gam Shneim, Elimelech died, then Machlin died, and Kilion died, and Nami was left in Almana, together with her two daughters-in-law, together with Arpa and Rus. Nami decides that she's going back home, she's going to Eretz Yisrael, and she offers them to come. Rus comes along, Arpa does not. Rus ends up being Megayer, and that really is the entrance to the story of Rus. Now, the story of Rus is really, the way it plays itself out is that Rus right now, on some level, was a Yavama. A lot of kashas on this Yavama, but on some level, Rus was a Yavama. And Nami knew that there was a relative of her husband that was in a position on some level to do Yavama. His name was Boaz. Boaz also was the god of Adar. And Nami went and she came up with a whole strategy how Rus would appear in front of Boaz and give Boaz an opportunity to maybe be Miyabim, what the Pasuk refers to as to be Goyel. We spoke about this in the introduction to Masechtas Yevamos. To do Geula, which was some quasi sort of Yibum, on Rus. So Boaz is now presented with this opportunity and Boaz says, that it's something that I would do, but at the same time, I think there's a relative that's a little bit closer than me, and as a result, I don't know if I'm the appropriate person to do it. We have to go speak to this other Goyel and find out whether or not this is something he wants to do. If he wants to do it, then it's his mitzvah to do. And if not, he says, Ani Agaleno, I'm going to be the one to do it. So they go and they present it to this Goyel. His name is Pliny Almoini, Vayomer Agoyel, and the Goyel said, Lo Yuchal Ligoli. He says, I don't want to. Now, I don't want to do this. Why? Pen Ashchis Es Nachalosi. Because I'm afraid that by me doing this mitzvah, I'm going to destroy my nachla. Rashi says, what does it mean, nachalosi? Zari. I'm afraid that it's going to impact my children. Galacha ata eskulosi. Why don't you do it? Because this is something that I myself am not allowed to do. So Pliny Almoini tells the God of Ador Boyaz, and he tells him, I hear, I appreciate this opportunity. Right? The God of Ador calls you and he asks if you want to do something. You tell the God of Ador, I hear, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I don't know if it's oiskalten and halacha. And as a result, I don't know for you, for the God of Ador, if you want to do it, beseder, aber für mich, ich bin ein bisschen from it. Right? It's a pella. It's ein yoimer eladershuni. But Pliny Almoini tells Boyaz, I'm sorry. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity and you deferring to me, but this is not something that I could do. So the question is why? Why did Pliny Almoini feel that this wasn't something that he was able to do? Zok deheiliger Rashi. Vita'o. He made a mistake. Because he knew that it says in the Torah, Lo Yovei Amoini Umayavi V'kal Hashem. He thought that it's Amoini V'Amoinis. It's Mayavi Umayavis. So if that's the case, it's true Rus was Megayir, but I'm not going to marry Rus. Lo Yovei Mayavi V'kal Hashem. She's a Mayaviya. But it was a Taos, because he didn't know. He didn't know Yavam Esayin Vavam Ebeis, and Yavam Esayin Zayin Amad Aleph. He didn't know Amoini V'loy Amoinis, Mayavi V'loy Mayavis. Why did Boyaz, yes, say, I will do this ke'ula, I'll do this yibum, because Boyaz knew the truth. He knew that the halacha is that amoyne v'loy amoynes, mayavi v'loy mayavis. So this confusion goes all the way back to the beginning of time, where Boyaz and Pliny Almoini are having a machlokes over here. Whether you say lo yovei amoyne mayavi v'kal Hashem means even the nekevos, or it means no, amoyne v'loy amoynes, mayavi v'loy mayavis. So we have it with Shaul and with Avner, with Doyega Doimi, and with David HaMelech. And then we have Yishayavi David, Ramami Pano says, that's Pshan in the Medrash, that he was perished from Yishtay, it was because of this halacha. And the Pliny Almoini in the story of Rus. So the Shaila is, I understand, is this a drasha or is there not a drasha? And like all of a sudden, there's such confused. You don't find this by any other drushes. Why here? It's halacha zu hoisa reifefes bi ba'oisei adar v'shoinei azov shal haramam yipano. And the question is why? Why this halacha more than any other halacha? And kamikumas in the shtabru to try to say a little bit of a hesber. Just to understand this in a little bit of a richer way. One of those hesberim, the one that we'll mention, is from Moron HaGriz. It's from the Briskerov. It's the Briskerov in Sefer. It's in his Pirush on Rus. So at the end of the Briskerov ala Torah, so there's a few pieces on Nach, and on Rus, there's a few pieces as well, and one of them, he discusses this whole Indian. And the Briskerov said a little bit of a brisker mahalach into what exactly the Shiloh over here might have been. And really, it's behektim, two Rambams that we've talked about over the years many, many times. The Rambam says as follows, Hilchis Mamrim Perik Beis Halacha Aleph Bez Nin HaGotel Shedorshu Ba'achas Min Amidois Kefi Mashenir Be'ineim Shadin Kach V'donu Din. If Bez Nin HaGotel, this is even the Sanhedrin, would Beis HaLacha paskin something using Yud Gimel Midrash Atayim Nidreshes Behem V'Amad Achrein Bez Din Acher, and then another Bez Din would come V'Nir Leit Ham Acher Lista Reis Adin, and they feel that no, this halacha is really not the way it was said by the previous Bez Din. Hareza Soyser V'Don Kfi Mashayir Be'enam. They have a right to do this, and they can, if they want, be Soyser this halacha. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ela Shoyfet Ashneyeh Bayomim Ohem Einato Chayiv Lo Leches Ela Acher Bez Din She Bedarcha. Says the Rambam, if there's a Bez Din that paskins halacha, and it's based on a drasha, a Bez Din later, even though they're not going to be on the same level, but it doesn't matter. They have a right to go, and they could be soyser the halacha. It says, Allah shoyfet ashiya b'yom ha'im, every Bez Din has a right to understand for themselves. And if a Bez Din says, I don't understand the way a Friya Diga Bez Din came out, just because the Friya Diga Bez Din was bigger than them, it doesn't matter. If they want to be choylik, the halacha is, that's something they're allowed to do. They're allowed to argue. You're allowed to argue on a halacha. But you have to read the Rambam's Lashon very carefully. It's only a Bez Din HaGadol Shnedorshu Ba'achas Min Hamidois Kefi Ma Shenire Be'eineyen Shadin Kach V'Donudin. However, the Rambam here in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, this is actually in Perek Aleph, When he discusses different halachas, he says that divrei hakabbalah, in the event that it be a halacha, that's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, ein bahem machlokes l'olam. That's something that you can't argue with. In fact, says the Rambam, v'chol davar shetimotzei b'machlokes, if you ever find a machlokes in something, be a dua, she'ein noy kabbalah mimoshe Rabbeinu. That's a raya that it must be that it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, because if it's divrei kabbalah, if it's something that's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, on that you can't have machlokes. Drushes, you can have machloikis. But when it comes to halachis l'moshe Mitzrayim, that you can't have machloikis. So the Brisker Rav said azay. He said that there was a drusha, there was a mesoira of amoyni v'loy amoynis, mayavi v'loy mayavis. The Gemara brings kitanoi, there's the poshupshan in the drusha, al dvar ashalai kidmu, you can be dairish time of the crow. There was a drusha, everyone knew this drusha. Bayaz knew it, Pliny amoyni knew it, Yishai Avidovit knew it, Shol knew it, Avner knew it, Doyagadoymi knew it, David knew it, everyone knew this drusha. They knew how to learn. David's halacha k'moysa b'chal makom. Shaul is k'ben shana b'leiched. Yishai is one of the four people that were mace. Be'etnyoy shal nachash. Boyaz is the shoyfet. He's the god. They all knew how to learn. They all knew this halacha. They knew everything. They knew this also. That was never a shaila. However, they were a little bit worried to act on it. And the reason they were worried to act on it, because they knew the Rambam in Perek Beis Aloch Aleph and Luchas Mamrim, that if you darshan a drasha, and then a bezdin later comes, and it's soysa the drasha, they have the authority to be soysa the drasha. So they were concerned, said the Brisker Rav, that this drasha wouldn't be a drasha that would be around forever. Because maybe somebody in a later dar would come, and he would be soysa the drasha. And therefore, they were a little worried. I know it's a drasha, I know it's the halacha today. But how do I know it's not going to change one day? And you know what's going to happen if it changes one day? Then it's going to come out that l'mafreya, all the children were really psulim. And if that's the case, there's going to be a psul, there's going to be a pgam in my zarin. That's not something I want to do. What happened in our daf? What happened in Yevamos daf ayin zayin amud aleph? Says the Gemara. What Yisro ha-Yisro Eli and Yesner ha-Yishma Eli came. And it was Chogar Charbe ki Yishmael. V'omar, and he said, Kol mi she'enu shemeach halacha zu yidaka becheref, because kach mikublani mi beis dino shal Shmuel ha-Ramasi. Yichaba kabbalah. You know what he was coming to be moisif? He was coming to be moisif that this isn't a drosha, but kach mikublani, it's divrei kabbalah. It's a kabbalah. It's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. And if it's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, like timotzi b'machloikis, nobody can argue with halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. So if it's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, we could put this to rest. And this is not something that we'll ever have to worry about again. It says the Brisker Rav, look at l'shoinei azov shal Rambam. This is in Perik Yud Beis, Hilchas Yisuri Biya, halacha Yud Ches. So the Rambam is discussing the laws of Amin Umayyav, the Ketzadinam, Amin Umayyav, Isuron Isseroilam, Scharav Leine Kevois, Shenem Aleyove Amin Umayyavi Bekal Hashem. V'halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, zok the Rambam. Shehamayni azokhar, v'amayavi azokhar, husha osir. The Rambam says it's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. That was what the chiddush of this Yeser Yishmaeli was. Kach mikublani mibeistina sheshmul aramos. He said the Rav was, he was being mechadish. It's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. And if it's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, this is not something that you have to worry about. So said the Brisker Rav, lafi zeh you could be miyashiv a diktuk niflan the psukim. The truth is, the Marsha in Chiddushei Agadas in the Sugis of Perak already asked this kasha, but it's a bomb kasha. The pasuk says that the goyel tells Boaz, I don't want to do this. Why? I'm afraid that ashkes is nachalasi. I'm going to destroy nachalasi. Zok Rashi, Zari. I'm going to destroy my children. Freak the Masha, freak the Brisker Rav. He's worried about his children? If he wasn't sure, if he was taught in the halacha of Amoyni v'lei Amoynis, Mayavi v'lei Mayavis, I can't do it. I'm being over alive in the Torah. Right? He's worried. So you're worried about your children? I'm worried about my great-grandchildren. No, you're worried about you. Every bia is a bia sister. So how can you go ahead and marry him? The Teret said to Brisker Rav is he wasn't worried about the bia. Because on the bia, he knew there was a drasha. Over here, he was taught.
What was the toss? Not the drasha. He knew the drasha. But he was afraid, what's going to happen if in four generations from now, there's going to be a bez, and Doyagra Doimi is going to start asking, bomb kashas, and the whole thing is going to be over. That's exactly, he was worried about Yavam Asayim Vav. That was his concern. He knew that there's a chance that this could play itself out. Now, will that affect his Biel Amafreya? No. Hayru Bezdin. What he did was beheter. But now, Pen Ashches has nachlosi. Moving forward, they're going to mess up all my children. What's going to be with all my Enochach? It's not worth it for me. It's not something I want to do. But what did Boaz know? Boaz knew was Allah HaLamayisha Messina. But that was the Shiloh. He says the Shiloh was never the Drosha. The Shiloh was, is it a Drosha Ba'alma? Is this Perik Beis Halacha Aleph in the Rambam Hilchas Ma'amrim? Which means that if a Bezdin later is going to come and a Bezdin later is going to change this, that means everything can be changed. Or is this Halacha L'mayish Sinai? This is a classic Brisker Rav. It's in Rav and Sefer Allah Torah in his Pirishan Rus. You know, it's interesting that one of the questions that the Velt asks Shavuos when you start learning Rus is that why do we even have Sefer Rus? Now, what's Pashup Shana Sefer Rus? Like, what is the purpose of it? It's a nice story, but somehow when the Teresh of Iksav was canonized, the Maisa of Rus was so choshev that the Maisa of Rus somehow made the cut. I mean, Megillas Esther, we understand, right? Esther is a yontif with the whole presume nisa. Vanoichi Aster Haster Pane by Yemahu. Eicha, we understand that Megillah. But why Rus? Why do we even have Rus? The Bach wrote a pirush on Rus. It's called Menachem Meshiv Nafesh. It's the name of the sefer. It's called Meshiv Nafesh. And this is how he starts his akdama. Omar HaKatan Yoyel, that was his name, Ben La'avi Adoini Moiri V'Rabbi Reb Shmuel Nishmasai Eden Tanuach Hanikra B'fi Kol Rabbi Yoyel Circus. He says, that's the way I'm known. Hine, Kmer Kosvu Roiv Meforshim Megillas Rus Haskamasam Shekosvu Shmuel Hanavi Olav Hashanah Megillah Zu Roiv Meforshim Megillas Rus. This is the Bach talking. Agreed that the reason Shmuel HaNavi wrote Megillas Rus was Derech Psak Din. He was coming to Paskin Hashayva. La'acha she'irid Doeg al David olav ha'shalom. Because being that Doeg was Ma'aran David, u'bolo poysa milavid bekal, u'boi lachruzei Allah, lulei amsa shechaga charbe kiyish shmo, v'amar kol mishenu shmei Allah chazu yidaka b'cherev, zu kach mekublani bezin shalom mazi, amari v'lei amayis me'av v'lei me'avis, kindi isa v'perek ha'arul. So to go ahead and to Paskin, that the halacha is, amoyni v'lei amoyinis me'avi v'lei me'avis, he went ahead and he wrote Sefer Rus. The reason Sefer Rus was written was to show that Boaz, who was the Gadol Adar, was willing to marry Rus, which meant Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. And then at the end of Megillas Rus, you have the whole Yichas, that's where David HaMelech came, because he felt that we needed in writing that this is the halacha, Amoyni v'loy Amoynis, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. So the whole Rus is really to clarify a pasuk in the Torah. Lo yovei Amoyni Mayavi v'kal Hashem, isn't it Amoyni, and even the Nekevos, or the Nekevos going to somehow be excluded, and this is what he came, and this was the whole purpose, of really the postscript to Yevam Esayin Vavan Ayin Zayin, is Megillas Rus. I think it's a shtickle in Yonah Diyayim. But this is literally the postscript. The reason Shmuel HaNavi says the Bach, Kain Hiskimu Roiv Mefarshei Eich, Rus. The reason they went and they wrote a Megillas Rus was precisely for this reason. But just to end this discussion with a Dvar Machshava, and that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chavdeis Amedeis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Hashmul, Neimaloi Nimshecha Malchus Beishol. Why was it that Shaul HaMelech was king, but his Malchus didn't have a Hemshech? Meaning, he was king, but his children weren't kings. As opposed to David HaMelech, who was king, and his children, until B.S. Goyal Tzedek, are going to be kings. So what was it about David that his Malchus had a Hemshech, whereas Shaul's Malchus did not have a Hemshech? So said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, the reason Shaul's Malchus didn't have a Hemshech is b'nei shalai hayu b'shum doifi. It's because he was a little too perfect. He didn't have any doifi, as opposed to David HaMelech that had a doifi. Om Rabbi Yoichel Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yoy Tzadok. Ein ma'midim parnas al atzibur, elim ken kupa shal shrotzen tlu yoloi me'achayrav. That you don't appoint the parnas al atzibur unless he has a kupa shal shrotzen. He has a... He has skeletons in his closet. She'im tasuach da'itay olav. Because like this, if he's ever going to want to become a bal gaiva, I'm like, we're going to tell him, chazor l'achayrecha. Really? Kik vos titzach by dich and shtib, and like this, he won't be such a bal gaiva. So the reason Shaul HaMelech's Malchus didn't have a hemshech is because he was a little too perfect. Shalayhoi b'shum doifi. He didn't have a kupa shal shrotzen tlui eloi me'achayrev. As opposed to David HaMelech, David did have a kupa shal shrotzen. Zoch the heilige Rashi. What was the kupa shel shrotzim that David HaMelech had? And what was the kupa shel shrotzim that Shaul HaMelech didn't have? Zok Rashi, Shalihoy by Shum Doifi Mishpacha. There was no Doifi in the family of Shaul. Fiisko Hamalochim Hayoitzim Mizari Al Yisrael. And there was a concern, therefore, because they came from such pristine Nichos, that maybe this is going to affect their humility and the way they're going to rule, and therefore they're not fit to be kings. Avol David didn't have this problem. You know why? Because Mirus HaMoyaviyah also. Because David HaMelech came from Rus HaMoyaviyah. And because he came from Rus HaMoyaviyah, so therefore there's no concern that there was ever going to be any gaiva, and therefore David HaMelech is fit to be king. Precisely what Shaul and Avner and Doeg thought maybe was a reason that David HaMelech is not fit to be king, not even fit maybe Lovoy Bekal Hashem. It's exactly for that reason that David HaMelech is king. And that's why Mashiach is going to come from David HaMelech, because he has this Kupa Shal Shrotzen. Because he comes from Azazart Inyan, where we needed to write a whole Megillus Ruh, says the Bach, to clarify that this is the halacha, that it's Amoini Velei Amoinis, and it's Mayavi Veloi Mayavis. So exactly what seemed at the onset to maybe be something that would get in the way of what would be an illustrious career, it turns out it was just the opposite. That David HaMelech becomes David Malka Mashiach. Why? Precisely because of the fact that he comes from Rus HaMoyaviyah. Because he needed that Kupa Shal Shrotzen. So like this, every time, there was always, his own father was Pirish Meishtai, because he's not even sure if maybe there's an issue over his Zokter Amami Pano. Mimid is Chasidus, because Echleisnish. So David HaMelech, in the back of his mind, he doesn't even know if he's fit to be king. That goes a long way to help a person with his anava, which was something that was necessary. It was necessary for David HaMelech. The Chida, in his Pesach Inayim, and this is at the very, very end of Masechtas Pesachim, in the end of Arvei Pesachim, he says, David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Oitcha ki ani soni, vatihi li lishua, says the Chida, Efsher, maybe you could say Pshat based on the Gemara that we just said, that the reason David HaMelech had a Hemshech to his Malchus is because he had a Kupesh al Shratzim. The same Kupa Shal Shrotzim, the same issue, the fact that he came from Rus HaMoyaviyah, which initially in the beginning seemed like it was going to be a cause of a lot of pain, and it was something that was going to be a very, very big issue. But then David HaMelech realized, Faket, that his Malchus has a Hemshech precisely for that. So he said, Oitcha, Chadosh Baruch Hu, Oitcha, I give Shvach V'Hoida, why? Ki Ani Sani. Because of the fact that you pained me. It's because of the fact that you caused me all this pain, that's why I'm giving you Hayda. Because I realize now that all the tzad that I had from Rus HaMoyaviyah, the whole sugya that played out in Baruch Aral, is precisely why that's the reason I should have a Hemshech in my Malchus. That's the Kupa Shal Shrotzim that I need, that ultimately everything should be able to come to me. So I was just thinking to be Moisef, one Knech on what the Chida said, and we'll end with this. And that is, the Chida quoted a pasuk in Halal. Oitcha ki ani soni vatihi li lishua. There's another pasuk we say in Halal. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben avmosecha, pitachto l'moyseira. So I saw in the Sefer Igeres Hatil, which we sometimes quote, it was written by Reb Chaim Reb Tzalem Friedberg, the Baal Sefer Achaim, the Achi Amaral. So in his Igeres Hatil, it's in the Chelek HaPshat, it's under Ois Aleph. So he says, David HaMelech said, Ono Hashem, ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amosecha. Why did he say ani avdecha ben amosecha? Why is he referring to his mother and not his father? It's David ben Yishai. Why is it Ani Avdech ben Amosecha? So he says a pshat, but the toichen of his pshat is that what David HaMelech meant when he said Ani Avdech ben Amosecha is he was referring to his mother, his baba, his elta baba Rus. That's who he was referring to. Ani Avdech ben Amosecha, that I come from Rus. So Ono Hashem Kani Avdech Ani Avdech ben Amosecha. Now the Sefer Chaim doesn't explain much more, but I think it's pashut. It's pashut that he means the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Ono Hashem k'ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho, pitachto l'moyseiroi. We learned the Gemara, it's on Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. What did David HaMelech mean when he said pitachto l'moyseiroi? Dorash Rav, ma'idich se pitachto l'moyseiroi, Amad Avos Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Riboy Meshaloilom, shnei moyseiroi shahoyu alai pitachtem. There were two moyseirois that were on top of me, and you opened both of them. Rus HaMoyaviyah, v'namo ha'moynes. That's the Hemshech. Ono Hashem k'ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho, am ben amosech, I come from Rus, pitachto the Moiseiroi and Shkoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making it all work out with the Yisra Yishmaeli, where everything was settled. Ayin Yavamis Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. But David HaMelech is referring to his Yichus that he comes from Rus HaMoyaviyah. So Al Derech of the way the Chida explained, Oitcha ki ani soni vatili lishua, maybe that's the Hemshech here too. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani avdecha ben amosecha, bitachta l'moiseiroi. I'm avdecha ben amosecha. I come from Rusa Mayavio. I have a kupa shal shrotzim. I have doifi. It wasn't easy for me. I had people that used to question my yichus. My own father was Poirish Meishtai. So this was something that wasn't so simple. But ultimately I realized that all these sorrows that I had, everything that carried me through my life, was ultimately the reason that Mashiach is going to come from me. So that's the Hemshech. Oitcha ki ani sani, vatihili lishua, ono Hashem kani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amosecha, rusa moyaviyo, I come from Rus. That's ultimately the reason that I became David HaMelech, is therefore that fakert, l'cha ez bachzev achtoido v'shem Hashemek.